escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And let's get into the Mets, BT, from their perspective. We'll get back to the Yankees' calls in just a sec, 888-808-1019. But obviously, two sides to every Subway Series story. For me with the Mets, I think now the worst is behind them. They were in the midst of a storm, taking on water. We talked about it. Taking two out of three from Milwaukee, those final two with the doubleheader, going into a series with pitching that was absolutely depleted, basically a half a starter for three games with Frankie Montas. Somehow they were able to survive. Well, they hit. That's what they needed to do. They haven't done that all year long. They hit and won this series against the Yankees with their bats. Reinforcements are soon on the way. The schedule softens up with the Orioles and Royals into the break, which is desperately needed for this team that has been ravaged. But with Manaea coming back, Senga soon thereafter, Winker may be expected to be activated tomorrow. I think the worst is over for the Mets.
I think I agree with you. But it's easy, it's funny because you look back to the path leading up to the Subway Series, right? Loss, 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 win, loss, 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 win, win, and then the horrific series in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Loss, loss, loss. They've gotten back on the rails, they've stabilized this. I do agree with you. I just reset that even though every Met fan knows what happened during all those games. But
I mean, dude, think about where we were a week ago with the Pittsburgh. I was off that Monday, but I'm sure you crushed the match.
I did, there's no doubt. Right. 30-4 I can't crush it today. Yeah. You had to crush him. I think every Met fan crushed him, I think. Now, varying degrees of belief of getting out of it, whatever. I think now what I see from the Mets team, and I wish I saw this from the Yankees, and we can look at stats and bullpens and guys getting healthy, and forget about all that stuff, not that it's not important, it is. I see a Mets team that has more energy than the Yankees right now. I see a little more bounce. I see a little more edge. Even I certainly see a lot more resilience during the low times. There's no doubt. The Mets were on the mat. And if they weren't on the mat, they had their arms draped over the ropes in the corner. And they were getting bloody. They found a way to get to the stool, get some Vaseline over the eye, get a little drink of water, squirt some water in the shorts like the trainers do for some reason. Yeah. The legs were a little wobbly, but they've tightened up. And they've shown to have a chin that is maybe a little stiffer than I thought. I thought the Mets were in a world of hurt. They stabilized things.
And when I say that, I think the worst is over. It doesn't mean that, okay, well, they're going to cruise to a division title.
No, I got you.
I'm talking about, dude, there was a point where a lot of people, now, I didn't want to panic just because I felt that they were better, and I knew that the reinforcements were coming. But who's to say that Manaea comes back and Senga comes back and they stay healthy, or that other leaks don't spring, or that they do continue to hit? Like, they're going to have to hit the way that they did against the Yankees to really do damage the rest of this year. It's just the way that it is. That's how they were built. Can that be sustained? Is Brandon Nimmo going to be as good as he's been over the last several weeks or month, whatever it's been? I'm not so sure that I would bet on that, but that's what they need. Combine what Soto doing, what Soto does, Alonso doing what Alonso does. My thing was just that I was expecting, and it wasn't just like to ease the pain from the Yankees beating him. No, going into this series on paper, I legit thought that if there was any team that was going to win the series or sweep, it was going to be the Yankees, just the way that things went. Dude, look at how the Mets started. Mm-hmm. They're throwing out there guys that we never heard of inning after inning. They're not going to be in the big leagues in 2 weeks, let alone by the postseason. And yet they were able to win a series. So that's why I say the storm where it was like, oh, my God, you need to come up for air. Call a timeout. Come up for air. They weathered that storm. There are going to be plenty of other issues. But they, and not to mention, by the way, going into that series with the Yankees without Diaz available, without Stanek available for that first game, I still don't know how the Mets were able to do that, but they did. And that is a great testament to their resilience. There are going to be challenges along the way, but they, too, need reinforcements. Nice little soft spot here ahead of the break with the Orioles, Royals, some off time, reset, assess exactly what you need, get guys back. I think the Mets now have weathered the storm and are in a good shape moving forward.
What's the big move they got to make here? What's the main focus?
You know, I talked to a ton of people Friday. We did the show live from Citi Field. Writers, broadcasters, whatever, some former players. And the majority of people, majority, not all, were saying that the Mets need a starting pitcher. And I disagree with that. I'm not saying I'd be opposed to that, but I think that they need a legit center fielder and probably at least one dominant bullpen arm in addition to another bullpen arm. So I would probably go center fielder, bullpen, like dominant bullpen, and then another secondary bullpen arm. Then from there, maybe a depth starter. But like, what's another depth starter going to do? If I'm going big fish hunting, I'd rather be in the bullpen than anywhere else, me personally.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of teams going to be knocking on that door.
I know.
I mean, you know, again, as much as I'm saying it, I stand by it and I would do it. I would sell if I'm the Yankees and, you know, still try to be a wild card team, whatever, but not be disillusioned by who you think you are and actually responding to who you are. So that's what I said about the Yanks. If you miss it, free Odyssey. Yeah, we'll get back to the calls, obviously. But I think that teams like the Yankees and the Mets and, you know, the Tigers and the Astros and the Dodgers, who have had a massive amount of bullpen leaks, it'd be a lot of teams, you know, vying for those higher leverage bullpen arms. There's only so many arms to go around.
I know, but there's enough to where I want. Well, and even if there weren't enough, I'd still want the Mets. That's where I'd put my focus and go get one. Now, I mean, the lineup, are you just one? Either I would bet that they're going to either have to roll with the lineup. Talking about, you know, Cedric Mullins is not a big piece in center field. Maybe they go get a center fielder that is bigger than that, Duran, whoever. I have no idea. Maybe the Yankees do sell it. You know, whatever. There are possibilities we're not sure of. The market is not anywhere near developed yet. We're still weeks away from that.
Oh, for sure.
Well, actually, only a couple weeks away from that.
Well, no,
July
weeks.
31st,
we got
right?
We got weeks.
Well, okay, yeah. So we have, all right, 2 weeks really before, or 2.5 weeks until the trade deadline. So there's still plenty of time there, but it has not developed yet. My priority would probably be to let the pitching staff figure it out with enough depth and enough guys coming back. And that a depth arm is really not going to be that big of a difference maker. Not saying I wouldn't add one, but I'm not going all in for a top-end starter where I'd rather invest in the bullpen and then get a big league center fielder to lengthen out that line.
I don't know if this really moves you, but I love this stuff. If it's done right, and certainly if you are correct now, some of those cold strikes that Devin Williams received the benefit of yesterday were, you missed by, you're talking about half a foot. I mean, not even close, right? And Mendoza had a rough run there for a little bit.
Yeah.
There's some, whether it's yanking guys too early or some questionable bullpen moves or, you know, not that he was getting hammered in the court of public opinion, but, you know, for the first time he faced a little bit of criticism.
It was shaky ground.
I mean, they weren't playing well. They didn't look crisp and you're the manager and that's really your responsibility. I loved when he unloaded and got booted. I think it's a good, that's why I use the word energy.
Yeah.
Like right now, and Boone's done that before too, and I like when Boone does it, but Mendoza, to me, you know, it very easily could have been like, yeah, you know, we won 2 out of 3. We're good. You know, we kind of disaster averted. Let's keep it moving. That's his way of telling his team, nonsense. You know, we want the sweep. We aspire for more. Because during the whole time, and I didn't really always believe him, but this is his job, he kept saying, hey, we're good enough. We have a lot of good. I mean, at their lowest moment, even the Pirates series, we're good enough. We have enough good players. And the more he reasserted that, I'm like, it almost sounds like he's trying to convince himself that he's got enough players. But the players feel that energy. And I think for them to see that was a good thing. And I think the fans, you know, to feel that and see that is another reassuring thing.
Yeah, the other thing is the Mets at home. It happened in that Brewers series. You could just feel the energy at Citi Field, the belief back in the team. I'm not even sure it ever wavered. There was a little bit of a period rough patch there.
No, there was.
They get swept by the Rays. And then after that, I forget the exact series. Oh, yeah, the Braves, when they lost the first two to the Braves.
Yep.
But it got back on track pretty quickly, and that energy has been terrific. Look, they need to make some moves. That's going to be the curious thing here with the Mets. How aggressive is Stearns going to be? You can make, obviously, both these teams have a lot of needs. Which way are the Yankees going to decide to go? Ultimately, I do think they're going to be buyers. That's just what they do, whether it's right or wrong. And they're going to be in the same market as the Mets, trying to be buying some of the similar pieces, whether it be a starter, whether it be a third baseman potentially, or certainly whether it be bullpen arms. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Back to the Yankee conversation. Adam is in Wantagh. What's up, Adam?
Good morning, guys. Love the show. Listen every day.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
BT, I want to get your take now that we're just about half a season in, on the Devin Williams deal. Because what was dealt for Devin Williams at the time, it was thought no big deal, Yankees getting an all-star closer back. It was Caleb Durbin, the Yankees' former third base prospect, who's now starting for the Brewers at third base. Mm-hmm. It seems like if the Yankees...
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I may drop out there. Hey, Adam, you dropped out for a sec. So the Durbin move, which, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. The way they pivoted here, after losing Soto, I thought it was a good... First of all, Devin Williams, outside of the home run to Pete, I mean, the guy's been filthier than filth for years. So I thought the Yankees were going to have to try to win a different way. And with Holmes going to the Mets there, and Weaver, showing some real chops for a couple of months last year when he took over the role of Holmes, I'm like, okay, Soto's gone. You're going to have to win a little more defensively, which is why I like the Goldschmidt upgrade and obviously the Bellinger up, all the things we've talked about a million times. I liked the Devin Williams trade, but he was not good early. And I would trade him. I mean, you're not going to resign the guy, so what are you going to keep around for?
Yeah, but the idea now that you'd be worried about Caleb Durbin. I mean, I just pulled up some of his numbers. Not like I'm watching him all the time. He's all right. But
no, I know.
Would he
I
be
know.
The answer at third base? I think you got to make that move every time. My biggest issue with that move is when you acquire bullpen arms, there's like, it feels like teams just think, okay, well, he was great for this year on that team, so he's going to be great. And the fans' thought process is, well, we got the best closer in baseball. Like, that's going to translate. There are a lot of different variables here, specifically with the Yankees and it being New York in a high-pressurized situation. This is not Milwaukee, not to mention that bullpens are fickle anyway. So, and Devin Williams is not a guy that's going to overpower you. Like, there are a lot of different things there with Williams. With all that being said, BT, he's their best reliever by far right now, and I would trust him to close out games more so than Luke Weaver and anybody else. Even when Williams was getting beat early on in the year, It was dinks and dunks and bleeders, and you know he's walking guys.
Walked
so,
a lot of guys,
yeah. So that's the thing.
Didn't have command.
If he gets the command back, it's not like he's getting hammered all over the place. I think they'll be all right with Williams. Now, if you decide to sell, sure, he's a big piece that you're going to get a lot for.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Even if he, and I'm with you. I mean, Ian Hamilton gives up lasers. Loaizaga's been a mess. Luke Weaver's been a disaster. So they got a lot of problems in the pen right now. Holmes is gone. So clearly, I agree, Devin Williams is their best option right now. Are you going to resign him? I'm not. His contract's up. Yeah. So what do we keep him around? Why keep him around?
He does seem like a guy. The one thing I would say about him, he does seem like a guy who doesn't love being in New York. I just get that feeling from Williams where he doesn't love being in New York.
I mean, listen, we are a very unique place. I mean, everything's hard. The traffic, the finances, it's the weather at times. It's just a tough place to operate. You got to be used to New York and New Jersey, whatever. So maybe he's not happy at all. Is that your reaction to his ERA or body language? I mean, is he not pitching well because he's not happy? Or is it circumstantial? When you say you don't think he's happy, like, what do you mean?
I didn't say I don't think he's
or
happy.
Or not loving it here, whatever.
Yeah, I just don't think he likes the pressure that comes with being in New York. Or the scrutiny, maybe not the pressure, the scrutiny of being a closer with the Yankees. And I just...
Even more reason to get rid of him. Yeah. You're not going to resign him. There's no way in hell the Yankees are going to give him a big contract. There's zero chance they do that.
Yeah.
Zero. Now, if you're on the precipice of a World Series championship, you ride the bull until it throws you off. But right now, I want to be proactive. You could get a lot for Devin Williams.
I'd never give a closer a big contract. And Diaz, shockingly, has almost lived up to it. I know you get the hurt with the WBC, but
yeah,
dude, he's been as
he's been great. What did he get? 5 years? Was that what it was?
I thought it was 4 years.
Four or five?
I want to say it was four. Ah, but
was it 5 years for Diaz?
Can you look
four?
Up the exact Diaz contract? But I would just
he's
not,
been great this
only
year
only because I don't think it's a smart investment to invest in a closer when it's so volatile.
Yeah, it is. That's the word. A lot of volatility. No doubt.
You never know.
It's been like that for decades too.
Well, exactly right. He did get a 5 year. What was it?
I thought it was five for 100.
Yeah, it was 102. But there's an opt out after this year.
All right, but no. But it's
his way or the team's.
It's his way.
Okay.
So it was a 5 year contract, and this is what year four.
This is year two of the contract.
Oh, so there's an opt-out after 2 years of his contract?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Maybe he does opt out and maybe get
this
more.
This is year two?
Yeah.
Well, because remember, he signed a contract 2 years ago, which was, but he was here
Wait,
before.
Wait, he signed it before the 2023 season? No, that can't be right.
No, I think it was before that.
No, it might have been. No, it might have been.
I mean, it could be right. I thought it was before that.
All for the 2022 success. Then he signed the contract. Then he got hurt in the WBC. So, yeah, 2023, 2024.
Technically, he could be a free agent in 2029.
But then. Okay.
If he chooses not to opt out and sticks around, he could be a free agent in 2029.
But then didn't he sign in 2023? So it'll be 2023, 2024. This will be year three for Diaz.
I'm just jumping in here, too. Hold on.
All right. There's two opt outs.
Jeez.
Hey, guys. Happy Monday.
Hey, Hoffy.
All right. So there's an opt out after this year. It's a 5-year deal with a 6-year club option.
Yeah. Six-year.
But he can opt out after this year.
He's got a couple of player options. You're right. So, I mean, this year, obviously, he's on the contract. Next year, he could opt out.
When did he sign it, though? Before the 2023?
It doesn't say when he signed it. And then, obviously, he's got options. He does have. He's right about that. He's got a couple options.
All right. Either way, Isaac is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Isaac?
You're on speaker, guys. Sorry. Yeah. I know from Brooklyn. I want to pick a fight with you, and it has nothing to do with your wife. I'm sure she's a lovely lady. You're a good husband and everything. But Sal, like BT saying before, I actually called Big Mac like last week and told him this. If you sell at the deadline, okay, we both agree the Yankees are not winning a World Series. They're not there yet. What happens if you give the young guys? If you cut, you know, you trade Goldschmidt, you trade Grisham, and you play Rice and Dominguez, Sal, how much worse do you think the Yankees are? I can make an argument that they may even be better without those two guys.
So but then why not just play those guys anyway? Like, I don't know if it has to do with selling. If you
so
think
then why
gonna...
have them on the team then? So why would you have them on the team? If you just play them, then there's nowhere for them to play. There's nowhere for Dominguez to play. You see Boone switch around the lineups every day. Why not trade them? And what BT saying before, get rid of Devin Williams. You're not signing him anyway. And I'm not saying sell that we're just giving up on the season. We're waving a white flag. We could actually be not better, but we could still be competitive. And I still think the Yankees at least go to division series,
not
even with trading away some of these guys.
If you're trading Devin Williams, you're not going to be better than you are right now.
Okay, what about Goldschmidt and Rice plays first, and then you have Dominguez leading off every single day as your center fielder? What's with Grisham? Grisham's you're not getting him next year anyway.
Fair enough. I mean, I'd keep if you're trying to win, and thanks for the call, Isaac, I would keep those guys on the bench if you're going to do anything. That's what I'm saying. There are still moves to be made with this group now without even adding or getting rid of anybody. If they think that those are the better options, why not just play Ben Rice at first base every day?
Well, I would, but they don't. So I want to remove the temptation. Like the fewer options that they have that they deem viable. Like, and again, Goldschmidt's had a hell of a career, borderline Hall of Famer, and he had a great couple of months here. He's looking fried.
But I think your argument before was the better one, as opposed to saying the Yankees will be better without those guys. Could they? I mean, I guess, but we don't know about Ben Rice as an everyday first baseman, which is part of the appeal. We have no idea about Jason Dominguez as an everyday center fielder, but it's part of the appeal. Hey, we're deciding to go with this guy. Mm-hmm. We're going to play him every day, Put him in center field. Let's see what he's made of. Right now, he's not. You can't tell me there's a big league left fielder on a team that's trying to win a World Series. He's not, because you don't know when that's going to come up to bite you like he did in the Subway Series.
I mean, listen, the problem is this. They're trying to cater to multiple things here. It's not working. That they're trying to once again straddle a line that for them proves very elusive, and that is running out veterans who are past their prime, big contracts, although obviously Goldschmidt's not a big contract, but others, Stanton, et cetera, to justify the playing time, and they never really truly fully get answers. Now, ironically, the one player that they continue to run out there, Anthony Volpe, maybe they have gotten the answer on Anthony. It's not the answer that they want, right, necessarily, but I would run. Sal, there's 90 games to go. Ben Rice, I'm not saying he plays every single day. Ben Rice plays 85 games. Goldschmidt plays 85 games. Who has more home runs?
Yeah, I would think Ben Rice.
By a mile.
I love what you just said, though, because this really is the big part of the problem. They're trying to thread the needle on too many different things. Pick a direction and go with it.
Yeah.
If you want to play the young guys, play them. If you don't, don't, which is why I said weeks ago, send Dominguez down to, or months ago at this point, send him down to the minors. It wasn't because I didn't believe he could hit. It was because I want him to play every day, pick a position, center field to left field, get developed so that when you do bring him up here, you could put him in and not worry about it. With the Yankees, it's he's good for this matchup, not for the next one. This guy's good for this matchup, not for the next one. And they think that that's the best way to operate. Oh, today's lineup, the data says that we got to go with this guy against this team or this defensive. No, versatility is a good thing, but when you're trying to develop young players or have a potent offense, like, in what world does it make sense not to have Ben Rice and Jason Dominguez in their lineup at the same time, the majority of time, if not every single day?
Listen, you know, I don't pretend to have all the answers. I just told you what I would do. But there's nobody who can convince me that the Yankees would be appreciably better as currently constructed than if they went out and you played Dominguez and Rice every day. Now, the one guy that I'd really like to hold on to is Bellinger. He's comfortable in New York. Yeah. Does a lot of things well.
He's exactly what they need. A guy who could run, field, hit.
Throw.
I mean,
for sure. The power's coming, and he seems like a kind of feels like a natural Yankee, like he fits it. But I can't justify doing some of the things they're doing anymore, and I've got to eliminate the temptation. And by eliminating temptation, number one, I get answers. Number two, the answers I get might prove to be more productive than the current answers. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm also replenishing the farm system a little bit. And I don't know, it's not crazy to think that if the Yankees made a good trade, that the now could be good, but they could also get a prospect who could end 2 years down the road. Like, I'm very, very confused and really disgusted at the way they're trying to do this right now.
The sun is starting to come out a little bit. They were taking on a lot of water. One thing that bothered me, and I was going to rant for a second here from the weekend, BT, usually I don't care about this. How is Juan Soto not an all-star?
I mean, saw you last night.
I mean, dude, give me a break. Like, I'm not. I've all Lindor got snubbed. And by the way, this is the player voting. So what this tells you, like, Lindor's been snubbed the last couple years. What does that tell you? He's not popular amongst his peers with the players. Mm-hmm. And maybe there, I don't know if there's jealousy, resentment. I don't know what's going on. But after his June, like, the fact that Soto had a June, and even when he was bad, his bad is still better than most. He's one of the biggest stars in the game. His numbers are on par or better than the others who got selected. He had a monster June to solidify, which should have solidified his spot in the All-Star game. Like, come on. And I'm going to boycott. I'm not watching it. I'm into it because Boone's the manager. We're going to have Judge. We got plenty of Mets involved finally with Lindor and Diaz and Alonso, whatever. So Jazz, I know, made it. Freed, obviously, who may start the game, I guess. Whatever. Like, okay, I'm not watching if Juan Soto's not there because it's such bull crap. It's really just, maybe it's not popular. I don't know, but that's ridiculous. Come on.
Well, listen, one of the things that baseball's never been really good at is marketing their stars. And it's just, that's business 101. Let's see what the nation's most interested in, and let's give it to them. You would think that would have the ability to maximize ratings. Now, I'm not saying, although they're going to lose Sal's viewership, will there be a discernible drop in viewers? I know it's going to be minus one. Yeah. I don't know if it will be noteworthy, but that's not the point. The point really is to, you know, illuminate those who drive either conversation or clicks, whatever it might be. And, you know, whether it was Mike Trout 4, 5, 6 years ago, Aaron Judge right now, Juan Soto right now, I am surprised. Now, when he was in the middle of his funk, I also keep it real, and funk, his funk is, you're right, better than most funks here.
But still not all-star worthy.
It wasn't early.
I admit.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, man, I want this to keep. If you remember, what I exact what I said was, I want the Mets to keep winning because I want to have a chance at a Subway Series. Now I don't think the Yankees will be there, but I would love to see Juan Soto. Just a personal from my side as a Yankee fan because he left. I would love to see him miss the All-Star game. However, I mean, I have to look at what he's done the last month and say it's not right. He should be at the All-Star game.
That's my point. Like, obviously, I want to see Soto there, but he deserved to be there. He's one of the biggest stars in the game. If he were a little bit less than what he is right now, he still should be there because of his resume, because of his stardom. And the fact that he would get snubbed like that, I think they need to take away the voting from the players. Let the managers do it. The way that they used to, right? Didn't the managers select the reserves?
Well, the managers would do the pitching staff and the reserves. And I mean, the fans, you know, we'd punch that little ballot or click on
for
it
the
early,
starters.
Get the starters going there. And the managers and the coaching staff had a lot of juice there. Now, there were some inequities. This coach, especially during the height of rivalries, like, did the Yankees and the Red Sox, was it ever personal?
Right. I don't know. His guys. Yeah, well, hey, you know what? You win. You deserve to.
Yeah, I get it. I think Boone's above that. I don't think that he would do that. He's managing the American League team, as we know. Juan Soto should be there. The last month, he's been fantastic.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't want to make it a huge deal because it's not. It's insignificant. But come on, man. What's fair is fair. And it just, to me, it's also curious that the peers didn't vote him in. And I wonder if there's a little resentment or jealousy there with the, you know, taking the $765 million.
I think they'd be bowing and kissing his cleats because he got him more money when they hit the market.
That's what I would think. How could they not vote the guy in? BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Steve is in Holmdel, New Jersey. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Great talking to you. And, Brandon, I loved your rant early on. You pretty much said it all.
All right.
Two quick points. Going back, the one thing I have with Brandon wanting to sell is I wouldn't mind if I knew that Brian Cashman knew what he was doing. The one concerted effort to sell that the Yankees have had was back in 2016 when they ended up selling Chapman. They ended up trading Andrew Miller.
Yep.
They ended up trading Brian McCann. And they ended up trading Carlos Beltran. Now, I dare you to go back and show me all the players the Yankees got in those deals, and it amounted up to practically nothing.
Well, the only two I remember off the top of my head, and this would be maybe a fun exercise, but was Clint Frazier and Gleyber Torres. Those are the only two.
That's
obviously,
it.
Obviously there were more, but those are the only two I remember, and obviously we know how those two worked out.
Right. Well, no, that's my point, Sal. The other guys barely had a cup of water, a cup of coffee in the major leagues. They got this guy from Cleveland, Justice Sheffield.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
The guy was horrible.
Yeah,
they ended up trading him to Seattle
right.
to Paxton. The other point I want to make is how come every Yankee fan knows when it's over with certain players? And Brian Cashman doesn't know it for at least another 6 months to a year.
I'm going to tell you, that's the easiest. Hold on, Steve. Steve, that's the easiest thing that you've said. I'm going to tell you why. Because there's ego at play. There's contracts to navigate that he has deemed worthy of doling out. And it's very personal for him. It's not as personal for us because we didn't build the team. And when you build the team and people criticize the direction in which you go, you're going to kind of dig in. And one thing about Cash is a fighter. Brian Cashman's a scrappy guy. And, you know, I respect that, but I think that the ego gets in the way too much for him to know when it's time to cut bait with something that is no longer good for the Yankees.
Like LeMahieu? Like, how many times are we going to scream about LeMahieu? How many years?
I haven't screamed about him in a year. I'm done screaming about DJ LeMahieu. Can't even move.
Dude, it's been years. So you could talk about saying, well, you want him to sell because you don't want those guys to be there and even have the temptation to play them. LeMahieu should be long gone.
Yeah.
Not to play the, well, if George were here card, but like at the very least, this is not a knock on LeMahieu personally. Probably a nice guy, whatever. George would have saw his production and watched him and said, I don't give a crap about how much money is spent. He's done. He can't play. Get him off the team and find somebody else who could do it better. That's what we're talking about. Lack of accountability. It happens. Guys get old. Guys break down. LeMahieu's toast. He's taken up a roster spot, and for whatever reason, the Yankees are shoving him down our throats for years. Years beyond expiration. It's over.
I don't know how many more ground balls could go up the middle where, and I don't mean one-hop rockets. I'm talking, you know, four or five hoppers, you know, not even a crazy exit velo where a professional second baseman should have the range. I mean, at least knock it down, keep it in the infield. If the guy's on second, he's going to have to stop at third base. Instead, trickle, trickle, trickle. I mean, I think I watch it every night when he plays. And he can't throw from third, so that's why they put him at second, because he doesn't have the juice in his arm. But he doesn't have the quickness in his feet to play second. Dude, he should be retired.
And it's not like he's hitting 280 even.
Yeah,
the guy at his best, he was a 300 hitter. The machine.
Yeah.
Like, if he were hitting that well, you'd be like, all right, well, you got to find a spot. Now, even then, there would still be issues, right? Like, with Stanitz, well, you got to justify keeping him on your roster because he might get hot for a series or two in October. Okay, so it's worth all that money and all the aggravation throughout the course of a regular season, which he's never healthy, can't run the bases, can't throw, can't play the field. It's worth all that just to cross your fingers and hope that you get to the postseason with him and he's healthy and he could produce for a series or two. Like, to me, that's not worth it. That's not how I would build a ball club. Those two guys, BT and I, have been screaming about since we were together 2 years ago,
yep,
or 2.5 years ago. Get them. Like, that would have been symbolic of, hey, they have an idea of what's wrong with the infrastructure of this team. Move on from those guys. That'll show us something. 2 years later.
Sal, if I said to you, hey, there's a player who doesn't field and doesn't run, and I could back it up because I'm staring at it right now. He's in the 8th percentile in arm strength, 8th percentile, and he's in the bottom 15% in sprint speed. Well, your response, well, he's got to hit, right? I mean, if he can't run and he's not fielding, yeah, and he's got no range here, he's got to be a hitter. Can't hit either. Why is he playing?
Why? Like, if the Yankees cut DJ LeMahieu today,
uh-huh,
there isn't a team in Major League Baseball who would roster him. Like, I firmly believe that.
I disagree, because it would be the veteran minimum, and, like, it's worth kicking the tires as a veteran. Well, I'm saying, like, as a veteran voice, say on a young team that's in the hunt, and he's, like, a sage voice at the batting cage. I'm not saying to put him in a two-hole.
You hire him as a coach? I mean, maybe.
Almost. Like a pseudo, yeah, like a 25th. I think somebody would actually pick him up. The problem is, you know, the Yankees are playing him. I mean, the role that I'm talking about, if it even came to fruition, is literally more around the batting cage justified than working with young kids.
What happened with Hicks and Gallo after the Yanks finally, after all those years, moved on from those guys? Like, Hicks, I know, went to Baltimore.
He had a little explosion earlier, man.
And then what?
No, that's it.
Never heard from him again.
Yeah.
Gallo, the last time we heard from him is he was going to try to be a pitcher.
Is he in Japan? Where is Gallo? I'm dead serious. Where is Gallo?
Like, it's over. It's over for LeMahieu. It's been over. You got to be able to come up with a better option. I'd be okay with even Peraza. I know he can't hit fine. At least he could field. Like, give me something that somebody could be great at and justify him starting every day or more often than not. There is nothing that LeMahieu does that is appealing at all.
Think about this. You know, we're sitting here going around the horn. Goldschmidt's old. DJ can't move. Volpe's not nearly what we thought or hoped. Third base, Jazz doesn't want to even be there. Catcher, I like the catcher, so I can't go nuts here. And obviously, Judge is untouchable. But just think about that quick scouting report on the infield there. And then you get to the backups. Well, Peraza can't hit. You know, it's real. It's so poorly built, man.
Dominguez,
it's embarrassing.
Dominguez, lethal offensive potential, but a liability potentially in the outfield.
No, like, not potentially anymore. Now it's come back to the surface as a left fielder. That's one of the reasons why I want to sell. I got to put him in center. And if Grisham's there, you know he's going to be playing a lot of center field.
Well, that's my point, right? Dominguez, even though he's been, it hasn't reared its ugly head yet this year. And it might have in other spots, like guys taking the extra base on him.
Not much. He's been pretty quiet out there in left field.
Balls that maybe others could have gotten to. Like, there's no way he catches the ball. Bellinger plays shallow because he can play shallow.
He's not making
But there's
that
no
play.
Chance. And even if he does, he's not doubling him off. It could change the game. So we know that. But that's an elite play versus the guy's reliability. But it hasn't been that bad until it is. And then you remember, like, you're trying to win a World Series. How can you trust him? You can't put him out in the outfield.
But think about what you just said. It hasn't been that bad, but and you're not wrong, but that's the wrong way to look at it.
I know, well.
I'm not looking for it hasn't been that bad. I'm looking for this kid's a 22-year-old absolute demon beast. Unleash him. Maybe he could be an awesome center fielder. Instead, they keep him as a subpar left fielder. That makes a lot of sense.
The throw from Anthony Volpe during, I guess, in between innings that hit Judge in the face. I was asking you, BT, because I didn't see it live. I saw it, obviously, on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what the hell was going on here? And I didn't realize that, I guess, certain teams throw the ball to the outfielders on the way in, which is odd, and that's what happened there. Judge wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, they mess around. Even you'll see, even young kids do it. Like, you know, back in the day, coming down, a catcher throwing out a second base in between innings there. And, you know, usually, you know, it's the shortstop, flip the second over, third, flip it to the pitcher. Now, a lot of times, you'll see the catcher throw it to the shortstop covering. he'll kind of spin, fire a dart to the center fielder. This is real fast.
Right.
Like, just to keep guys involved, just to keep hands and feet moving right there. And you'll also see a lot of times now where guys are, after the third out, and not always televised, that's why you don't see it that much.
Yeah.
Or as they're coming off the field, you might flip them, you know, to an outfielder. It's pretty common, but that summarizes quite a bit right now. Like, you got to be kidding
poor,
me.
Poor, oh, God you had almighty. To feel bad for Volpe
definitely.
With that. You hit the captain square in the face. Oh,
bleeding.
And then you had the issue yesterday with his father, who we became friendly with at the Fanatics Fest.
Great guy.
Terrific guy.
Really big fan.
And
good dude.
He gets caught in a bad spot. Yeah, to me, there is no right answer to this other than when you go into those situations, and you and I deal with this on a certain level, you have to know that you just can't react. When you go in, you know that your son is going to be getting chastised one way or another, especially when you go on the road.
Yeah.
It's that city field, so it's going to be even worse. Like Yankee Stadium, you're going to hear some murmurs and boos or whatever, but on the road, all bets are off, and Mr. Volpe found himself you never want to become the story, and he was, because he was defending his son, which I give him credit for.
Yep.
But obviously not the best of looks, and I'm sure Anthony's embarrassed by the whole thing.
I'm sure he is. They still don't know when it was, because it surfaced yesterday, but they didn't really confirm what day it was, what game it was.
Okay.
In particular, who knows? Maybe it was after the Judge incident. I don't really know. It really doesn't matter. It's not a great look. I get it. You know, what you said about, you know, even you and I have to show restraint. It's a lot easier to show self-restraint than it is when somebody's going after your kids. Now, Anthony's not 10, he's not 12, he's not 15, not high school. He's the shortstop of the New York Yankees, but that doesn't change the bond that the Michael Volpe has with his son. And, you know, if we see Anthony, and it's not to make an excuse, Michael can't do that, and I'm sure Michael knows that. You can't do that. You know, a couple of F-bombs, though you and I can fully relate to that,
sticking
up for your son or your daughter. But I think that what you got to do now, and sadly what he probably will wind up doing, is removing himself from the situation and probably going less and less to watch his son play shortstop.
Yeah.
Suck.
My thing, they do. I'll give you my one kind of relation to this. It was 2022 postseason, and I had bought a strip of tickets for the Mets in the upper level.
Okay. Right.
And there was a couple of fans that they recognized me, whatever, and were just...
Who were you with?
A couple buddies.
All right, buddies, gotcha.
Different nights or whatever.
Gotcha.
And it just got... Like, you know how when you get that feeling like it's not a good situation, you got to get out of it?
Yeah.
That's how I felt. And my learning experience was I'm never putting myself in that spot again.
Mm-hmm.
But also, even before that, like, my thing is not show restraint. It's that you got to go in with the mentality knowing, like, hey, somebody may recognize you. Same thing with Mr. Volpe. Hey, somebody may recognize me, or somebody may boo my kid, and I gotta, you gotta know going in and prepare yourself for what could happen.
Yeah.
You know, I've told you a time before, there was a guy once at City Field, I was walking with my mother, and he's like, hey, man, you suck, whatever it was.
Okay, to tell me that.
Yeah, now, okay, like, does the real part of me want to be like, why don't you come here, or whatever, like Volpe said. But no, you just be like, okay, thank you, and you keep moving. Thanks, dude, okay, keep moving.
Thank you, sir, man, have another?
Yeah, just keep moving. What are you supposed to do? Like, we're in a spot. So my point is that I think you have to have a mentality going in that Mr. Volpe did not show... And he let the frustrations get the best. And he knows that now. But
there's no question he knows it. But also think about this here, Sal. Like, there's a difference. Now, I don't know what precipitated all this. I don't know. Because, unfortunately, there's no video before the escalation of emotions,
what
right?
What was actually said, right?
Yes. I feel pretty secure saying that somebody wasn't just... You know, Volpe popped out, and the guy was like, "Ah, oh, come on, Ant-Man. Come on, Volpe. You got it. Let's go. Wake up."
Right.
Or, you know, so it was probably more along the lines of truly demeaning Anthony. I'm sure he's been hearing it. Doesn't mean it's not an excuse. You still can't do it, but I don't think that there's a parent alive who can't relate to that.
And what I will say is, Hoff and I were at
his
the game
reaction.
Understood. Hoff and I were at the game Friday, and even in a nondescript whatever game, as far as Volpe was concerned, Mets fans, I noticed it, so I'm sure Hoff probably did, Mets fans were getting on Volpe. Or like, hey, we have a real shortstop, you don't, just like, Volpe was a whipping boy, even though he didn't do anything particularly wrong that day. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure maybe he got out, whatever. But you get the point. So whatever it was, whatever day it was, I'm sure that it was pretty, you know,
below
vicious
board.
toward Volpe to get his father to react. Doesn't excuse it. You got to know going
in. You can't do that.
You
he
certainly
that.
Understand it. Yeah, exactly.
He's got to know. He's smart. He's a doctor. He's not an idiot. Yeah, he knows.
More so because of your kid. It's not about you. It's about how it's going to make your son look and feel.
Not thinking that at the moment. Again, it doesn't justify it. You're not thinking about how's it going to play? Is this a reflection on the Yankees? What kind of position does it put my son in or daughter? But it's somebody's attacking my blood, and it's not the normal baseball attack.
Yeah.
And I raised this young man, and I raised him well. And I'll be damned.
Yeah.
I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here and let this go on. Mike wanted to fight him. Like, that was not Joe.
That's what I respect. I love that.
He said, he's like, hey, let's go. I mean, you know, got to give him points for being ready.
100% I give him points for it. I'm torn because, you know, like, I know how I was raised. I know you and I are cut from the same cloth in that regard. Yep. Like, you're going to let somebody disrespect your family member? It's one thing if you say, I suck. Somebody starts, you know, like the call before with the wife even. Like, now you start.
You handled it surprisingly well.
Well, I'm mad at myself because I probably could have been funnier. But in the moment, I was like, is this guy really calling to talk about my wife? And talk about the commercial, which had nothing to do with, you know, like, essentially lack of pleasing. And maybe need to re-record a commercial.
By the way, I heard that a lot over the... I have the station on a lot because I was in the car a lot over the last couple of days when I was off Thursday and Friday. And I feel like I heard your commercial every spot break.
Susan says it plays like five times a game.
I hear a lot during the Yankee game for sure.
Game,
yeah. Oh my god!
But either way, so yes, we don't like. Hey man,
we're all human.
Yes, so I understand it. I just feel bad for him, and that's why I said, like, if you go in with the mentality knowing that anybody at any moment can have a device and record you, and it's going to make you or your family look bad.
Yep.
It's an unfortunate
incident.
We'll all move on from it. Everybody be okay. But think about how sad it is that he may not now want to go to games that his son's playing in.
I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't show up anymore. You know, I because he is definitely emotionally, I mean, everybody's emotionally invested in their kids, but he has, I think, more personality like us, where if Anthony boots one, he's probably...
All right.
You know, he's invested, engaged, worked up, you know, Northeast dad. And so he probably, unfortunately, better off not going. But you know what? He was in the stands when his son hit a grand slam at a World Series.
And there you go.
He did see that.
Hey, by the way, just hit Booney up for the suite or something. I mean, I'm sure you're going to get some owner's suite or some kind of manager's suite.
Booney don't have a suite. What suite's Booney going to get?
They don't have a suite there for
the Yankees didn't give Juan Soto one. They're going to give one to Booney?
That's a good point. Juan Soto, much more valuable than Booney.
Easy.
What I would say, I'm just kidding. What I would say is I do think teams, I don't know the answer, BT, but this happens often where wives and kids and family members are out in the middle of the stands.
Yes.
Which I guess, like, I understand because it's not enough to go around for everybody, but don't you think that they should be put in a better...
I do.
...spot?
With more security. Yes, I remember talking to Wayne Corbett. This was a story, God, this has got to be 20 years ago at this point. Was it Miami or Buffalo where Wayne's wife was spat on?
It was
a big story. And to your point, they weren't secluded. But then again, if you're not secluded, you know what you're signing up for, especially, and not to justify anybody doing that to anybody, let alone a woman, but you know if you're kind of intermingling with crazy fans who are drunk and it's an opposing stadium, you got two choices, suck it up or don't go, unfortunately.
I'd probably just not go
at that
point.
Or choice three, pull a Michael Volpe and go look to kill somebody.
Come on, let's go. All right, BT and Sal, the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Let's get a Met call, and Jeff is in Oceanside. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Jeff.
What's going on, guys? I quit about a week and a half ago. Remember, I was on the line for about an hour and a half, then I had to call back in with the end of the show. So I'm just calling in. I'm the guy, if you remember. I knew you guys take a million calls.
Yeah, we remember. Yeah, what's on your mind today, Jeff?
No, same thing with the Mets. I'm definitely very excited about taking 2 out of 3. Going into the series, I was worried that they would get swept. So, but, you know, to the Mets, no, I think that pitching, Senga's coming back, Anaya's coming back. So I think they're going to be okay with the starters. So definitely think they need maybe some bullpen help. Definitely still need help at center field and third base. And I'd like that umpire to get investigated yesterday. Not because he missed the call. It was the third call that he missed. I think that was out of spite. Because Mendy came out, argued after that second pitch was god-awful. And then he just called him out on a pitch that was worse. I'm serious. I think that umpire did that out of spite, and that can't happen.
Problem is, he wasn't good all day long, and thank you for the call, Jeff. I don't think it was an anti-Met thing. I mean, but that was egregious in a key situation.
But they were terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
They weren't even close.
Right.
So you talked about the need for some bullpen arms. I gave you the stat early in the show, obviously, focusing on the Yankees at that point. So the Yankees, the worst bullpen ERA since the start of June 28th. The Yankees are number one. The Dodgers are number two. The Mets are third.
Yeah.
So they do need to address that. Now, the Yankees' numbers are, I mean, their ERA in 31 innings since that late June is 9.29. The Dodgers, 7.11. The Mets, 6.53. That's going to change a little bit when you get Manaea and Senga back because now there's more length and there's fresher arms and there's fewer, you know, all the reasons that everybody knows. I don't need to state them all. It's pretty obvious stuff. But, no, the Mets still need at least one higher leverage arm, but I think they're going to get one.
Yeah, I don't want just a bullpen arm. The more I think about it, with Brooks Raley on his way back as well, just get one high leverage arm and then take your chances there. I would look to get a center fielder for sure.
I've always said that. I agree with that.
The problem is you can look at third base, whatever. The problem is if you don't add an arm in the rotation, which it would not be a priority for me, but that's a big gamble and risk you're rolling in Manaea and Senga coming back, remaining healthy, and nothing else happening with those arms. They've already been hit. Like Blackburn, we know, ain't it. Even though he's hurt, he's just not it. He's a filler arm. Who knows about Tyler McGill? Canning's out. He's gone for the year. So, like, all their depth that went from 8-9 deep, all of a sudden you lose some of the depth pieces, and now you're really relying on Manaea and Senga to come back healthy and Peterson to remain healthy and productive. So you can make an argument that they do need another starter.
I can understand that argument, and I wouldn't really refute it. I get it as well. I think that they need a little bit of everything. I think the Yankees need more. And now we get to see, and I've always said this about David Stearns, like what he does well, we already know what he does well. Now we'll see how he's adjusting to the big lights and the big expectations of the Big Apple, unlike Milwaukee, because now let's see how aggressive he is. Because his history has been not very aggressive in terms of the big scale moves. You got a chance to do something. Go out there and make something happen.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.